Hello and welcome to another worldwide podcast of Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the Gospel of Mark. We're in chapter 15 with verses 21 through 24. They pressed into service a passerby, Simon, a Cyrenian, who was coming in from the country, the father of Alexander and Rufus, to carry the cross of Jesus. They brought him to the place of Golgotha, which is translated place of the skull. They gave him wine drugged with myrrh, but he did not take it. Then they crucified him and divided his garments by casting lots for them to see what each should take. You know, every day before we begin our Mass, we take a moment to confess our sins. And I'll begin doing that today as we begin our discussion of the first thought of Jesus being nailed to a cross. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and what I have failed to do. Through my most grievous faults. Therefore, I ask the Blessed Mary, ever Virgin, all the angels and the saints, and to you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. You're walking along and minding your own business when Roman soldiers make you take up the cross of Jesus Christ and drag it up a hill where the dead are in a pit of hell, rotting and smelling up the location. Not a thing you could do to say no, pray tell. A man's life you dragged along, seeking to not be hurt by the soldiers who longed for the last breath of a Savior, who they didn't know they were a part of the redemption of humanity, including themselves if they found Christ as their everything to confess. You too find this action in our existence called life, where we choose what we encounter as the reasons to feel mean or feel nice. If we'd only think thrice, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost to suffice. Life and the beauty of finding the cross to carry, knowing it is right. God will take you to his cross and make you carry it high until it hurts, while society doesn't understand how we go to him for rest to complete every other test their world makes us take, or be blessed. But remember to confess Jesus as your Savior and King, moving his cross to Calvary. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. I'm sorry, Lord. I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things. We pray for my wife, Toni, and my mother, Betty. We pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan. We pray for our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We always pray for those who've asked us to pray for them and those we've said that we would pray for. We pray for the dying as we do each day. Lord, give them peace in their last breath. Silence for the prayers of others dealing with this war in Ukraine. In the Holy Spirit, we pray for our brothers in Kairos, especially a prayer for our men in blue. We pray for our niece Brittany, who is a mother of four, has brain cancer. For her prayers. We pray for Holy Mother Church as we pray for the Holy Mother each day. In Jesus' precious blood, by his name we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. living my life was Ephesians 6, verses 6, 17 through 20 depicts. Today my poem comes from the study of Mark's Gospel, chapter 15. We are in verses 21 through 24 this morning. We've got a two-stanza poem. It's ongoing. It's titled, Cyrenian named Simon, service cross pressed. A Cyrenian named Simon, service cross pressed. In the country he had been walking, he would confess. Rufus and Alexander's father, he was absolutely obsessed. Golgotha cross of Christ he would carry, skull place of death. Mere drugged wine given, accepted not by Christ in hell. Him crucified, garments divided, his taken. Lots casted, soldiers Roman, befell. Amen. I'm Thomas Show Cruz Wiggins. It's November 21st, 2022. I'm recording this morning, 24 hours later at 5:15 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us across the world on universalutterings.org. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless my friends, John and Marie, who came up with the slogan, oh, thank heavens for 7-Eleven and Universal Utterings. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. God bless you.